The Cubs have a chance to play the Astros now this weekend. Two first-place teams. Nobody seems to understand how the Astros are doing this. They're on pace to win 96 games, Lawrence. And they were supposed to be a third-place team at best. They just won 12 out of 15. They're 17-6 in June. They just swept the Phillies. And the Phillies, guess how many innings of the 27 innings the Phillies scored a run in that series?
One, right?
Correct. One of the 27 innings. That's it. And it was the seventh inning, or eighth inning, I think it was, of the last game. So they were really close to just sweeping them out. They've got a crazy good run prevention thing happening with the defense and some of the starters.
Has Altuve
bullpen.
Taken to left field?
I don't. We'll see. I know that Jeremy Pena is a star at shortstop.
Because seeing him out there has just made me uncomfortable.
Awkward as hell, right?
Meanwhile, Mookie Betts is playing great shortstop.
He's playing really good shortstop. The Astros on Wednesday started a left-handed pitcher. And he was followed by four left-handed relievers. They've got four in the bullpen. They had five lefties pitching that game on Wednesday.
Okay, that's pretty good to go up against the Cubs with.
They're loaded with lefties in that pen.
Because PCA has struggled against left-handed hitters.
Yep.
Kyle Tucker doesn't matter. He's hitting everybody, apparently. But like even the right-handed people that you pull off the bench, like Justin Turner.
Justin Turner's not giving you enough. Matt Shaw's not giving you enough. And luckily, the Cubs are going to miss Hunter Brown, who has the best ERA in baseball. Had seven scoreless innings yesterday. But they've got Hader, who's got 21 of 21 save chances. And the setup man, Abreu, is really good. And then all those other lefties in the pen we mentioned. Like, they're an interesting team. Do they have any stench on them to you? To you guys? Do they have any cheating stench? Still, when you hear Astros, do you think, those MFers, they got to hold on to their hunk of metal, even though they cheated their ass off?
No, because really, well, who's left? Altuve? And, you know, we kind of all have our thoughts on what Altuve was doing and what he may have been plugged into, so to speak. But I don't see this version of the Astros as baseball's villains right now. Then again, the team that I am culturally part of the fan base of isn't in contention anymore. And they used to keep running into the Astros during the part of time when they were cheating their asses off.
They got so exposed, did the White Sox.
But even with that, I'm like, oh, well, it wasn't because they were cheating. It's because they're better. And they're taking extra bases. Because that's what I would do if I was playing against the White Sox.
Was it Danny Farquhar? Or is that the one who kind of, his outing exposed the whole thing?
I think you're right. It was Farquhar, the former Ray, who, like, yeah, because he heard the stuff going on.
Former White Sox.
Uh-huh. There's two Astros that remain. Jose Altuve and Lance McCullers Jr., who I think is actually back on the injured list.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be beating up on Lance McCullers Jr. because apparently the internet has been doing too much of that. So, whatevs.
Gotcha.
Like, whatevs, man.
They still have some stink to me of, like, that whole thing. But they set up such a good system on top of all of that. Like, they had a really good pitching development system and a really good cheating system that coalesced quite nicely to help them win a World Series.
I don't have it in me for that. I'm curious on how they're making it work, and it'll be good to see them up close at this point. I think baseball's got bigger problems than them. At kind of where they're at, like, I don't see them to be a problem for me as a fan.
I still have some visceral anger at them, even though there's not many left over and Hinch is gone and Jeff Lunau's gone and all that. I still find myself with a little bit of disgust. Part of it is because I loved Altuve so much, and then all of a sudden I felt sheepish for loving Altuve.
He's a great story,
yeah.
But you have to omit a couple of chapters of that story.
Yeah, exactly.
He got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here.
That's right.
That honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. So Correa being gone. And Tucker has escaped all of that because Tucker was there a little bit later. But, I mean, there was some, like, just sort of Astros hatred that was attached to Tucker a little bit just because of the association. But I think most people are clear of it.
As soon as he started hitting dingers, I think that went away.
That's our guy.
As soon as... I mean, aren't you the president of hashtag Keep King Tuck?
That's very close. Operation Woo King Tuck. It never quite got off the ground, you know? But is there still a chance that it could get off the ground?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that is something that we need to discuss in detail in the next segment, because someone got an interview with him. And he's still a guy that we don't know a lot about. So any pieces of information that we can get about him, I think are great. We are going to get to that. By the way, before we get done tonight, we are going to give away a pair of tickets for Adam Sandler, and we are going to give a pair of passes to the Windy City Smokeout. We will give you details on how you can win both. Well, you can't win both, but how you,
either
capital U, could win one of those things.